Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. One of my favorites. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm here every day just for you, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the ways we do that is through our website. So check that out. We got that available to you free of charge. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can ask questions. Another way we do that is through our show and the outstanding members of our Brain Trust, like one of our founding members who's with us right now, Dr. John Stanton, the co-author of Precision Target Marketing, his new book out just now. We're talking about doing business, celebrating your smallness, celebrating your ability to respond and to be you know, frankly, John, I think small and local is cute. I think it's cuddly. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think you know what's more important than you and I think it's cute? Their customers think it's valuable. And I think, you know, you said people need to, you know, reevaluate this. One of the things that I always recommend is something called the customer interaction audit.
Huh.
And what you literally do is write down every single place that your customer has a contact with your business, from the front door to your website, to the inside, to your follow-up messages, to looking at your receipt, every single place that there's an interaction. And then you ask yourself, what can we do in that interaction to instill in that customer that we're a local business?
Mm-hmm.
That you know, what we are, what you see is what we are. One of the things I think that's really important, and we're learning from the food industry, is label these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have, again, going back to hardware store, I guess because I was just there the other day, but if you have nuts and bolts and things like that, and some of them were made in the USA and some of them were made in China, and I'm going to tell you, the Chinese are going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
At least put a sign up.
Let people make up their own mind.
Make up their
own
mind.
There are people who will pay an extra,
a few pennies more.
There are people who will pay an extra nickel for a USA-made product.
I would in a second.
Yeah.
But if you walk up and there's a bin of nuts and bolts, and some are cheaper than others, I pick the cheapest one.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a reason. And local has been a tremendous reason.
Well, you know, another thing, a lot of chefs like to tell and demonstrate and label, as you said,
yep,
label their menus or in their restaurants. They like to let people know that their produce is grown and bought locally.
That's
provided
exactly
fresh every day, right off the local farm, or the eggs, or whatever.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And what everyone else should do is say, what can we learn from that? You know, what can we learn from that? There's some of the stuff you can't. I mean, part of it's taste. I understand that, but it's not all taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I say, if you put signs up and you tell people what the difference between these products are. Some of them are going to go to the big boxes and buy the cheap stuff, but there are a lot of people out there who want to know that they're supporting their local stores, supporting their local
industry. Well, here's the good news about that, though, John. I've been saying this for all these years. Walmart has to conquer the world.
Yep.
They got a gazillion stores and 100 gazillion employees. They have to conquer the world. Small,
yep,
business owners only have to conquer a part of their neighborhood. I mean, most small business owners could do well with 100 customers.
Well, that's exactly.
And all you got to do is find those 100 people who want to pay more for U.S.-made products, or who want to buy local, or who want the cool and the cute and the efficient.
Yeah, you know, Napoleon said, "It doesn't matter how big the opposing army is. It only matters how big it is at the point of attack."
Yeah.
The fact that Walmart is global, in your neighborhood, you're just competing against one
guy.
That's
right. That's right.
Not the world. And I think that's what people have to start thinking about.
And the phone book is not your prospect list. If you're a small business, the phone book is not your prospect list. Just a certain number of people.
That's what precision target marketing is about, by the way.
That's exactly right. The new book, right?
It's picking a specific group of people. You know, my mother is going to buy the cheapest product under any circumstance. And I would advise most of the small businesses out there, don't waste your time.
Right.
But there are a lot of people out there who want the kind of information that the local person is willing to spend the time to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel as if they're supporting their neighbors. They trust their neighbors. I mean, all of these things.
Isn't this kind of stuff... Now, you spend a lot of time in Europe. Isn't this kind of automatic in Europe? I mean, aren't buying local, buying...
Oh, yeah.
This is not even... This is not something people have to learn how to do over there, is it?
Oh, no. No. I mean, every product is labeled where it's from. And you know, you go into a store in France and you see plums grown in France and plums, you know, grown in Greece. There'll be none of the products left in the
right.
French bin. And
right.
I mean, it's just a natural thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to support the people who pay the taxes, who... you know, generate the jobs, who do all this kind of
right.
stuff. You know, we made a huge mistake years ago as consumers. We were led to believe that buying stuff cheap from some of these places was good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're seeing the price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are out of work.
You're right about that. Hey, John, hold that thought. You got a website you want to give us?
Just go to the St. Joseph's University website. It's SJU, St. Joseph University, sju.edu, and search under John Stanton.
Stanton. The book is called Precision Target Marketing. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.